By now, most everyone involved in social media within the government knows that it was the General Services Administration that paved the way for agency use of social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and dozens of other sites by hammering out user agreements that are compatible with the special security and legal priorities common to the federal government. Since then, GSA has pioneered other web innovations, such as a government-only web URL shortener and the use of applications to support agency contests like Apps for Healthy Kids. Now, Gwen Costin, director of GSA's Center for New Media and Citizen Engagement, says they're launching a new website chock full of tools at the cutting edge of social media. It's called apps.gov. Now,
what this is not earth-shattering, except for that we're doing it within government, is that it's a simple software as a service storefront. And what federal agencies can do, and I want to be clear, this is for federal agencies, what federal agencies can do go to the storefront and they can get a blog, they can get wikis, or they can get discussion forums. And they can get them in a few minutes, and they don't even need a credit card.
Costin talked about apps.gov now at the Fed Talks 2010 conference held in Harmon Hall at the Landsberg Theater yesterday. She says there are definite pluses for agencies who tap into the site's resources.
The benefits that are for the system is that it's free. It's hosted within the government cloud space, so it's secure. It's 508 compliant, and for folks who are not familiar with that, it means that it meets accessibility requirements so that people who have problems getting to the internet because of their disabilities will be able to access the tools. It's customizable, and we're also providing statistics, which is an added value. It works pretty simple. You sign up, you pick a tool, you build out the tools. It's fairly customizable. Our blog is built on WordPress, so there's nothing spooky or unusual about that. And so we also have the number of plugins to choose from that are available in the WordPress environment.
Like those first user agreements for Facebook and Twitter, Costin says GSA's goal for apps.gov now is to take the hassle out of Web 2.0 for agencies.
The benefits really is that we've cleared away a lot of the issues with policy and with building. So nobody has to have software. They don't have to have servers. They don't have to worry about the security of those servers. We've really taken those pieces out of the mix. We've been slowly going through it since August when we launched because we really wanted to kind of understand how people were going to be using the service and try to minimize the friction. We expect that this tool is going to be especially important for small agencies and for time-bound projects because people who really want to get to the market or get their information out fast will be able to do it really quickly. We've seen people using it for reading lists, to help support their own users, and also for cross-agency activities where somebody's not necessarily aligned in it.
Costin says ultimately, apps.gov now is also about developing community among web-conscious feds and how this shiny new box of web tools fits in with your agency's mission.
And so what we did was, in order to support the tools, we've created discussion forums using our own food, because it's important to eat your own dog food, for help and suggestions. We're trying to create fishermen, so we're looking to share and distribute support. We're not there as the patriarchs, as mommy and daddy, to tell people how to be running the systems. We don't actually know, because this is still unfinished business. We're taking a look at the model that we have in the private sector. We're really launching in beta so that we continue to work and learn and figure out how this stuff is going to work well. And that also gives us a lot of time, as I said before, to make the mid-course corrections and to put it in a direction that's going to be meeting people's needs. But the other thing is it gives people an opportunity to participate and to build it and to join the community.
GSA's Gwen Costin says it's going to be in beta for some time to come, but apps.gov now is available to any federal employee with a .gov or other federal-related internet address. At the Landsberg Theater in Northwest D.C., I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.